בוקר טוב רבותיי, שבוע טוב. Today is יום ראשון שבת קודש, סדר ניצבים וילך, יוד ט' באלול. אוקי דוקי. We are on page צדיבב of the אור לציון, וכך כותב הרב. So he's speaking about just finishing off, polishing the מצווה of ואהבת לרעך כמוך, אך רק מי שזכה למצוות ואהבת לרעך כמוך בשלמות, רשאי לקיים הלא משנאיך אדוני ישנה. וואה, what a word. Who said halom esan echa adonai esna uvitkom emecha etkotat? David melech Israel. Yeah? But what? Before David melech came on to this pasuk of halom esan echa Hashem esna, he solidified his mitzvah ve'avta l'racha kamocha. Before you mekayem the mitzvah midivre sofrim in tehilim of esan echa Hashem esna, you have to first be mekayem the mitzvah mideoraita ve'avta l'racha kamocha bishlemut. Ask your Rebbe. I have no idea. Yesh bachurim, yesh bachurim. You know what I'm saying? But it's a big zach. You know what I'm saying? You have to reach shlemut to be. You cannot be a real kanai. I mean, there's a remez in the pasuk. Pinchas ben Azar ben Aharon Kohen. Why was it miyaches oto le'Aharon Kohen? Pinchas was a kanai, but in order to be a kanai, he needed those ahavat Yisrael genes in him. אוהב שלום ורודף שלום, אוהב את הבריות ומקרבן לתורה. Because without that, you're not a real kanai. You're just looking for, you know, publicity. It's a publicity stunt. A real kanai doesn't care about publicity. A real kanai doesn't want to have to do what he has to do. A fake kanai wants to do what he's doing even though he may not need to do it. That's the gather. Good gather? Ask yourself, do I really want to be doing this? And is it for me or for them? Is it for me or for Hashem? Because when you're a kanai, you look really frum. It's good on shidduch resumes. Big kanai. You know what I'm saying? Well, assuming, you know, the girl's also kanaish and whatever. Make a good team. You know what I'm saying? Havganot biyachad. Okay. Aval ma? It's good on the resume. You know what I'm saying? Mir, Brisk, BMG, Kanoi. That's like, you know, right? That's like super. You get snagged. That's fake. That's fake. Is it dvarim chamin tzion? V'chol zman shelo yigia ledarga zo, yeda shekan uto novaat mitzad ha-yetzer hara. If you didn't reach this level, know that any kanaut that you may project is only a product of yetzer hara and midot gruot. Ve'adam kazeh asur lo lisno afilu et poshei Yisrael. Such a person, you're not allowed to even hate the greatest sinners in Am Yisrael. You're not there. You can't hate before you love. First love, then hate. Kegon elu ha'yoshvim b'memshala ha'yom v'yachshov le'atzmo halo kulanu am echad. Right? Imagine a person has a lazy eye, or chalila, a crippled or, you know, paralyzed arm. Do you hate your arm? Do you hate your eye? It's not the most convenient, obviously, but what do? You deal with, you cut it off? Not unless you really have to. If a person, chalila, has an arm that's not working so well, or a leg that's not working so well, but it's not infectious, it's not gangrene, it's not whatever. So do you spite it by cutting it off? What do? You bring it along for the ride. Right? As inconvenient as it is. Ez a mashal. Yeah, and he says, it's like Chaim Tzion is sitting right here. No, he's sitting right here. He is sitting right here. Anyway, b'kitzur, I tell the Talmidim all the time, everybody needs heroes. Everybody has heroes. Choose yours wisely. That's life. Jewish, non-Jewish, everybody in between. Everybody's got heroes. You need to, because you need to look up to someone. Choose yours wisely. Here's mine. Anyway, בקיצור, so he says, כי כאמור יש שייכות בין אהבת השם לאהבת ישראל, וראוי לנו להחזיק במידות רחמנותו, במידת רחמנותו של הקדוש ברוך הוא על ברואיו. Look at the entire Sefer Tumah Devorah, שתבח שמו. How much he focuses on רחמנות, 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 כלפי ברואיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, צדיקים, רשעים, בינוניים, תרחם, 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 תרחם. הקדוש ברוך הוא is אל רחום וחנון. Even on the רשעים, what do you think? הקדוש ברוך הוא is only מרחם על הצדיקים? You know how much הקדוש ברוך הוא is מרחם על הרשעים? מעביר על מידותיו? ערך הפיים ורב חסד? We have to be דבק במידותיו של הקדוש ברוך הוא. Have mercy, have pity on the רשעים. It's not even in our hands to punish them or to reward them. It's in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Shofet Tzedek, and yet he decides to be Ma'avir al Midotav, and to be Merachim al Rishayim. Can you imagine us? Who are we? We're, you know, Ezove Akir, nothing. And it's like we're sitting in the driver's seat, and now we have to judge. Okay, I'm going to be favorable towards this one. I'm going to be, first of all, who asked you? Second of all, who asked you? Third of all, look at the real Shofet. Look at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shofet Kol Haaretz. Look at his midot, איך הוא מרחם על הרשעים. We say in תפילת הנעילה, כי אין אתה חפץ במיטתן של רשעים. The נביאים are full of this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want the רשעים to die. I don't want to kill the רשעים. I don't want to punish the רשעים. I want them to be חוזר בתשובה, kim beshuv rasha midarko vechaya. Hashem says, I just want him to be chozer b'tshuva. Beruria, eshet Rabbi Meir, berachot, yodom edubet. The Gemara says, Beruria told Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was very upset at the Rishaim in his neighborhood that made him crazy. And he davened for them to die. Can you imagine Rabbi Meir Ba'al HaNes praying for you to die? You're like, no, it's worse than Ben Shmona, you know, Ben Shmona, like the Gemara says, a baby that was born in the eighth month, he's Muktzeh b'Shabbat because he's already considered dead. That's even more Muktzeh. You're dead. Can you imagine? I mean, Rabbi Meir. You know what I'm saying? Rabbi Meir Ba'al HaNes. Elahad Meir Aineni, praying for somebody to die. You're dead. You're a chalois, shame, dead. You're not a gavri, you're a cheftza. A dead cheftza. Anyway, b'kitzur. And yet, his wife, Beruria, tzadeket yisod olam, daughter of Rabbi Hanina ben Tredion, Ma'asara Rugi Malchut. She gave him Musar, she gave him Tochacha. He said, don't pray for them to die. Yitamu Chata'im ve'lo Chata'im. Pray for the Rishayim, pray for their sins to die. For the Rishayim to stay alive, and the sin, they'll be Chozer B'tshuva, and then the sins will die. And Rabbi Meir was Mekabel the Tochacha. And he stopped. Can you imagine? Rabbi Meir Gdol Ador. Gdol Atanaim. And yet, he accepted the Musar, the Tochacha, from his wife. Because that, don't look around just to chop heads. You know what I'm saying? People like heads rolling. Yeah, boom, boom, chop, chop. Yeah, whoa. Take it easy. Be merachem al rishaim. Before you daven for them to die, or besides for that, before you write them off, yeah, before you passel them and you become a kanai, did you ever try talking to them? Did you ever try to be mekarev otam before you chopped heads? If you didn't, you're pasul, not them. The hair. Who's pasul? You want to talk about pasul? Let's talk about pasul. Because you know something? If it was your son, or your brother, or your father, and he was the world's biggest rasha, you would beg people not to write him off right away. You would beg people, even if you didn't have a channel of communication with him, you would love nothing more than for somebody to reach his heart and try to be machzir oto b'tshuva. So why for all of the other bruim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, she'er basar, yeah? It's the Tomer Devorah writes, lish'erit nachalato, what's lish'erit? Milashon she'er basar. We are blood, flesh relatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you're writing him off? Zeh rasha, v'zeh pasul, v'zeh chamor, v'zeh... Whoa. Did you try talking to them? Not only them, to people who are off in general. What did you do? How did you act? That's conducive to what the Gemara says, Yoma, pevav amud bet, ve'avta et Adonai Elohecha, שיש שם שמיים מתאהב על ידיך, not only to love Hashem, but to cause Hashem to be beloved by others. How do your actions manifest that? And if you're not there, heads cannot roll. Beruria. Rabbi Meir was there, and yet she told him off, and she said, no, that's not the derech. The derech is not to cut him off. And even David HaMelech, Halom Esanecha Hashem Esnav Itkomemecha Etkotat. She told him, yeah, yeah, hate their ma'asim, hate their actions, hate their avonot, but love them. Because at the end of the day, they're she'er basar with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's godless. That's godless. That's not selfishness, or, you know, there's something that's called self-aggrandizement. You know what that is? People perform certain actions, especially of kanaut, because what? It props me up. That's selfish. That's yetzer hara. That's ga'ava. Because if you're really selfless and you care about your brother, you try every avenue possible. If a person had a son that was off the derech, what expense would you spare? What mountain would you not climb? Which planet would you not travel to get him back? And if there was somebody that could do it for you, how much would you love that person and be indebted to him? Le'ol me'ad. Somebody that had a, you know, a line of communication directly to his heart. Can you imagine if you're machzir one neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Mitzvah ta'aseh min ha-Torah v'ashavah t'aveda. First of all, the Gemara says, if by a person's object there's a mitzvah v'ashavah t'aveda, begufo kol sheken, and benishmato, kal v'chomer ben beno shel kal v'chomer. That's Elul, people. That's aseret emet tshuva. והרי אברהם אבינו עליו השלום שזכה להיות אהובו של מקום שנאמר עליו אברהם אוהבי התמסר לבקש רחמים על אנשי סדום שהיו רשעים. אברהם אבינו was called Hashem's beloved. Where did that manifest itself? What did אברהם אבינו pray for? ואנשי סדום רעים וחטאים לאדוני מאוד. Oof! No greater רשעים in the world than אנשי סדום. What did אברהם אבינו do? He davened for them. He davened, davened, davened. That was the tvi'a on Noach. Ki menoach zot li, asher nishba'ati, me'avor menoach od al ha'aretz. Ken nishba'ati, miketzof alayich u'migeor bach, pasuk mishaya. Last week's haftarah. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu call the mabul menoach? There was a tvi'a on Noach. That what? Lo bikesh rachamim al doro. He did what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, but he didn't daven to save his generation. Avraham Avinu did. Avraham Avinu, Avraham Ohavi, my beloved. He was machzir everybody b'tshuva, Avraham megayir et ha'anashim, v'sarah megayir et ha'anashim, and even when it didn't happen. Sodom and Amorah, they got destroyed. The Rishayim. And yet, it didn't stop him. Says, you know what, I have to try. They're banav uvnotav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ze Avraham Ohavi. Says, ka'av lo al ovdan chelek mibru'av. It hurt him that people would be lost. והיינו מפני שאהבת ישראל ואהבת השם עניין אחד. Loving עם ישראל and loving הקדוש ברוך הוא is all one and the same. בכל פעם שנפגשים עם אדם רשע, יש להרגיש בעומק הלב את הצער על רחוקו מהשם. ימיר רשע, don't feel disgust necessarily. Ugh. רשע. The first thing you should feel is what? Pain. Ay, how much the שכינה is מצטער as a result of this guy. He says, watch this. וכמו שאמר פעם הגאון רב צבי פסח פרנק עליו השלום, על אחד מפושעי ישראל הידועים שעתו שהתגורר בחוץ לארץ, אם הייתי רואה אותו, הייתי ממלא את הקול שלי בדמעות. רב פרנק עליו השלום said, there's a Jew who was רשע גדול, and he lived in חוץ לארץ. He doesn't want to say exactly who it was. I think I know who he's talking about. רב צבי פסח עליו השלום said that if I would meet him, I would be able to fill a cup with the tears that I would cry for this person. מצער הקדוש ברוך הוא. That is the proper approach to רשעים. ויהי רצון שהשם יערה עלינו רוח טהרה ממרום, לכוון ליבנו מעשינו לשמו יתברך, לשם שמיים, לאהבתו ויראתו כל הימים, אמן כי הנה יהי רצון. שבוע טוב.